This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A tweet came yesterday out of Pakistan from a writer and consultant. Writing from that deeply troubled nation, he sarcastically said there was a travel advisory for Pakistanis headed to the UK because of high levels of violence.
London has faced three straight nights of arson and looting. The violence spread to other British cities, prompting Prime Minister David Cameron to warn today of many, many more arrests.
NPR's Philip Reeves was on the streets last night.
London's looters are having a profitable evening. They've smashed their way into a footlocker and are now calmly stuffing shoes into plastic bags. Across the road, there are more rich pickings. A crowd has forced its way into a big department store, Debenhams, and is happily helping itself. No one seems worried about the handful of police who are looking on from a distance, but not intervening. This is a prosperous street in Clapham, South London. The road's carpeted with broken glass and rubble. Almost all the nearby stores are vandalised. Peter Titijawi is watching from the sidewalk. He says people have been freely looting for hours.
I went all the way down there to Currys, and I just see a huge number of people just breaking into Currys. They broke into Currys, got whatever they wanted.
That's an electronic shop, isn't it?
Yeah, the electronic shop, Currys. I come down the road, see JD Sports, T-Mobile, Phones for You, Debenhams, TK Maxx, the whole bunch, isn't it? That's all I saw.
So a lot of shops down that street that we're looking
been
at, right?
Robbed, yes.
Many looters are disguised with masks or hoods. Most seem to be young lads, but there are teenage girls too. Some have mobile phones, which they're using to communicate amongst themselves. One girl, who looks about 14, walks calmly past, her arms full of stolen clothes still on their hangers. Some journalists witnessing scenes like this in London in the last few days have been attacked. A masked looter points menacingly at NPR's recording machine.
You record the wrong thing and that's getting smashed up, I tell you that. It will get smashed up.
As the looters carry on stealing just a few feet away, Lloyd Arthurs offers his theory of what's happening. Arthurs is 45 and works with kids in this neighbourhood. He says the area has lots of gangs.
If you have, gang situation getting bigger and more established, it's only a matter of time before you find that those individuals will organise themselves, will channel all of that. Because remember, these rebels and gangs are dotted all over the place.
You call them rebels?
And yeah, because they are Swiss rebels. Because at the end of the day, there is a cause in this. But most of the people that are participating in it don't give a damn about the cause.
The immediate cause, at least partly, is to do with a North London man shot dead recently by the police. The circumstances are disputed. There was a peaceful protest over this killing Saturday in Tottenham, followed by riots that have gone on ever since. Finally, vans full of riot police draw in. Armed with shields, batons and in some cases dogs, the officers disembark. Most of the looters scatter, some departing in cars and on motor scooters. The spectators here are aware that gangs of youths are also tonight rampaging through at least a dozen other London neighbourhoods, torching cars, stores and homes. An argument begins about what lies behind the violence.
The kids ain't got nothing. They have nothing. Nothing at all. And everything's going up, but where's the wages?
They had nothing to do under the Labour government, too.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. You could say that as well, but this government has come in and made it worse for the children.
That's a woman called Alison. She's fearful of giving her full name. British government and police officials are portraying the rioters as mindless criminals. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, says they're thugs and thieves who will be brought to justice. Alison also views the looting and vandalism as completely unjustifiable. But Britain's undergoing the most severe public spending cuts since the Second World War. Alison says it's important to remember that.
What do they expect? You know what? My 21-year-old goes out there every single day looking for work and there's no work. But yet still, he'll get penalised in this country for not having a job.
The British leaders, now scrambling to restore order, have been battered by scandals. Over parliamentarian expenses claims, over their cosy relations with Rupert Murdoch's tabloid newspapers, over bankers' bonuses. On the streets of London, some argue such tawdry conduct in high places has fueled disillusion among Britain's young and poor. Alison says the government's simply out of touch.
This government is for the rich, it's not for the poor, and it's not for the people that are trying. They fiddle their expenses, they con us out of our money, they do this, they take away housing benefit, which helps people have a decent sort of living. It's not fair.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.